Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna for the Calgary Sport and Social Club. Try a new sport this spring and join a league or tournament. Register at calgarysportsclub.com.
It's Monday, March 18th, 2019. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Back after the weekend. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Yeah, whirlwind trip. It's always...
You were in Saskatoon visiting your boyfriend.
Yeah.
You've got some stories from that trip on the podcast today.
I do.
We've got some familiar segments on the podcast today. You're going to hear about a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear about a mullet.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk about what Vancouver's been up to right away again. So, you know, if you've been here with us all along, this is going to feel like a warm blanket of familiarity wrapping you up.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
So I was chatting with a girl over the weekend from Hanley, Saskatchewan. I was in Saskatoon over the weekend. And I'd like to nominate her for a Girl Terry of the Month, please. Let me just give you a little, I'll paint you a little picture of this girl, Terry.
Okay.
First off, she was telling me that I have to come out for the Hanley Egg Fair, right? The agricultural fair that happens there. And I was like, yeah, this sounds like fun. She goes, yeah, I'm in a burnout competition. So she was like, the spud gun competition is really fun. You'd really enjoy that. And then the burnout competition comes later and she says, I'm in it. So you should come.
By spud gun competition, does she mean like a potato gun?
A potato gun.
So I love how she just casually, oh, the spud guns. a lot of people would have no clue what you're talking about, hey?
I sat there for a second. I'm like, and I asked that. I was like, you mean like potato guns? Like
the hairspray?
The spud guns, obviously. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Never fired a spud gun?
Yeah, no,
what's wrong with you?
That's stupid. I mean, I'll go home and fire a bunch of spud guns off. She was then telling me that she was trying to get her firearms license recently, but it took a lot longer than it should have because one of her past husbands told the police that he didn't think she should have weapons in her possession.
Oh my God.
So, once again, says this completely casually, and I'm like, excuse me, so why? And then she goes, it was for good reason, though. Like, he had good reason to object. And, of course, at this point, I was like, I want to know why, but I'm not going to ask. And then...
Because did girl Terry eventually get her firearms license? It sounded like she did.
She did. She has it now. And her... If not,
we know she has a potato gun on her somewhere. On her person.
Yeah. And then the fact that she just casually mentions one of her past husbands, like...
I didn't even catch that. I totally missed that.
Like, oh, one of many. Oh, okay, that's good. She was also talking about her room of catches, right? She has a bunch of dead animal heads and stuff in a room. And so she was showing me a few of the pictures. And she's most proud of her kudu head. I guess she went to Africa and she was shooting some kudus. So she showed me this picture of this nice mounted kudu head in the front seat of her truck.
You were in the front seat of her truck,
the head was
in. Okay,
that's the picture. It was like, oh, this is my truck. There's the kudu head.
As
right
you
there.
Do, Mount. You drive around in your truck with a kudu head in the passenger seat, as you do, on your way to the Hanley Egg Fair, where you're in the burnout competition and also the spud gun competition. Oh my God! Oh my God!
I love her. We're going to be best friends, so please, please let her be the nominee for Terry of the Month.
She is the front runner for Terry of the Month for March, I'll say that.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
One of my boyfriend's friends is in Vancouver right now. He's a pipe fitter, and his wife was telling me that he actually had to go to protester sensitivity training. And I was just like, hold on, sorry, what?
You said he's a pipe fitter?
He's a pipe fitter, and he had to go to protester sensitivity.
Come on. No way.
I was like, what exactly does that look like? And she was like, it was a pretty grueling process on how to deal with the protesters in Vancouver. Like,
so he's just out trying to do his job and someone gets up in his grill, some protester, and how to deal with them.
He has to be
That done. Is unbelievable. Is there anywhere else in the world where a tradesperson would have to take a course like that.
I don't think
so. Maybe if you work in PR for the company, then you have to go out and deal with the protesters. But like, oh my God,
you're taking sensitivity training for the softest people of all. Like,
no kidding.
What does that? What like, would that?
Oh why my. Get up in the face of a pipe fitter? He's like, I'm just out here trying to do my job. I don't make the decisions for the company.
I know.
Please get out of my way.
Can I please just do my job? Please move, okay?
Yeah, what does the course look like?
That's what I was wondering. I was just envisioning. I'm like, do they have diagrams of like the Vancouver softite? You know, this is the typical person you will encounter. Very soft. Soft is covered butter, so be careful.
Be careful when you approach because your body language could be taken as a microaggression.
When you speak, soft tones only. Okay. Loud noises scare them.
All right, let's do a little role playing now. I'll play the role of the protester. Oil is murder! How do you respond? The protesters have scattered, but they will be back and in greater numbers too.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Out of all the places you've lived in Canada, Shauna, where does Calgary's drinking water rate in terms of taste and quality?
I gotta say, at the top.
I would agree.
Yeah.
The tap water here is so delicious.
Yeah. Which is weird because it's not something I ever used to really think about. I didn't drink a whole lot of water for a while either, though. I was like not really a water drinker. So now that I do, I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah, there is different tastes for sure depending on what city you're in.
And that's something I noticed right away because I put back water. I think I drink like 6 liters a day.
That's a lot of water.
So to be in a place where the water isn't very good, that's a struggle. Mm-hmm. You can just walk up to a tap here in Calgary and get delicious water out of it.
Yeah, a lot of people filter their water, though, anyway, which kind of takes that out of it sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's unfiltered when you really notice the difference. You just pour it out of that tap and into your mouth, and you're like, it's weird.
Could use a little more fluoride, but it's as good as it gets, I think.
Yeah.
Where's the worst water?
Regina.
I was hoping you would say Regina, because Regina's kind of famous for the terrible taste of its water.
It tastes like swamp water. Like you pour it out of the tap and you're like, I'm drinking straight from a swamp right now, aren't I?
Does it smell? Does it have a bit of a smell to it?
It does. It has, I can't put my finger on what the smell it is. You shouldn't have a smell in your water though. Like I remember when I was like, what is this? What is happening here?
Yeah, ideally water doesn't smell like anything.
Yeah, right? It's not supposed to have a smell to it.
When I was in grade 7, my class went to Regina for a field trip to the science center there. Mm. And our tour guide was like, at the end of it, he's like, are there any questions? And we're 13 years old and bored. And someone was like, yeah, why does the water here taste so gross? And the tour guide was like, my dad runs the wastewater treatment plant.
Oh
and someone
God.
Else is like, well, he's doing a terrible job. We're just ripping into this guy.
Of course, he had that voice too, the super nerdy, nasally voice.
My dad's in charge of the water.
Poor guy.
Tell him he sucks.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
We got an email over the weekend from friend of the show, Jessica. She was at a wedding, and she sent me this email from the wedding to describe a mullet that was there.
This is good. This is where we've arrived.
That's all I thought about. Like, I get this email at like 8 p.m. on Saturday night, and I'm like, who's emailing? It's from Jessica. She was like, I need you to hear about this immediately.
Did she describe it?
Yeah. So she said it was long and flowy. She said it goes long past his shoulders, and it was perfectly curled on top, like perfectly coiffed. It was a wedding mullet, a long, curly wedding mullet. A wallet.
A formal mullet?
A formal mullet.
Wow. Like, you rarely see those.
Right.
They don't get dressed up often. Only for weddings and funerals, basically. That's it.
Yeah.
Maybe court.
You
got court.
That's probably the most, formal use of the mullet for sure. I gather, though, that it looked like a child kind of scribbled all over his hair,
Mm-hmm.
Like a black poodle atop his head, a big black poodle that kind of cascaded down. Like a bunch of tangled phone cords. That's what it looks like up atop on his head. He's walking around with tangled phone cords.
The cord of an office phone?
Yes.
I'm kind of picturing it. I'm just guessing here, but I imagine that it was kind of wet looking.
Yes.
I'm picturing Razor Ramon's mullet.
Yes. It's almost like the wedding singer. Did the wedding singer have that?
Yeah.
Like, yes. Like the actual wedding singer
it's
mullet.
It's kind of wet and tightly curled all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Side note, Razor Ramon, we've talked about this in the past, but has to be one of the more more culturally insensitive wrestling characters from yesteryear.
I would.
Scott Hall was not Cuban American.
No.
And yet he talked like that. Reza Ramon.
I never even really thought about that, but you're right. It's like, wait,
I
sir,
love the ladies.
Where'd this come from?
With his tightly curled, wet mullet.
With the phone cord mullet. Oh, yeah. Man. So if you are ever at a wedding and you feel the need to immediately message us about a certain mullet, please continue to do
that
so.
That makes our day.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
We can't tell you how special it makes us feel that you would be sitting at a wedding, a celebration of love for your friends and family, and you see a mullet, and we're the first people you think of.
Yeah. Yeah, when the email came through, yeah, I forget, it was like 8:30 or 8 at night or whatever, and it said, like, sent from my iPhone. It's like, I am currently at a wedding. And I was like, you are sitting at this wedding right now, and this is the first time that you thought of.
This isn't the first time this has happened either. That one guy messaged us. He's like, I'm in Costa Rica right now, and you need to see this skullet at the bar across from me.
Like, you're wasted, and I love it. It's Mullet Watch, okay? Mullet Watch 2019 continues.
That's us doing our job, I think.
Yes.
And thank you for feeding us.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Shake off the winter rust by joining the Calgary Sport and Social Club. With a large variety of sport leagues and tournaments, including slow pitch and beach volleyball, you'll meet some new people and have a blast staying active. Registration for yourself, your small group, or full team is now open. And the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Register at CalgarySportsClub.com.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Welcome to Conspiracy Corner, your platform for outlandish conspiracy theories. Beckler along with Shauna.
Hello.
So for this to make sense, we're going to have to bring you up to speed just a bit. If you haven't heard, Canadian rock legend Burton Cummings now lives in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, he's just hanging out in Moose Jaw.
Lives with his partner, and this came out in the music news a few months ago.
Yeah, there were all these rumors, people being like, I think I see
saw Burton Cummings
Burton
in Moose Jaw.
Moose Jaw. And then he said, yes, I am living there now.
So over the weekend, this story came out that Burton is involved in this battle with his neighbor. I guess he lives in a commercial district in Moose Jaw, and his neighbor runs a dance exercise studio.
Yes.
And he's complained that the noise is too loud and that he needs it quiet. He's working on something in there. And I guess he's like called the police, and now the city council's involved. And according to some people, he has even stormed into the dance class a few times to yell at them.
Like mid-class to tell them to keep it down over there.
Yeah, door opens up and you're doing your like lady exercise dancing. And, hey, keep it down. Was that Burton Cummings?
Did Burton just yell at us? What is he doing here?
So here's where the conspiracy part of this comes in. I'm thinking, what if Burton is doing this to help boost the profile of this dance studio?
I see.
He sees like a small local business owner who's trying really hard. And he's like, hey, I got a lot of celebrity. You know, if I make a big deal about this. And the interesting thing, the reason that I thought about this is that all of the comments I read on these articles, people from Moose Jaw are rallying around the dance studio, the woman who owns the dance studio, not Burton.
Not Burton.
So, you know, they see her as one of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking maybe this is like, this is just a big publicity stunt.
Maybe Burton and her are good friends.
It's possible.
You know what I mean? Like maybe he's met her and of course they are neighbors. So they've gotten to know each other.
Business is tough. It's a little quiet at the studio. And he's like,
I can help. I'm old now. I don't really care what people think of me. I'll help you out here.
Right. You and I are going to fight. Everyone will hear that your studio is here and that you're doing a really good job.
Yeah. And I can just yell at clouds. It's kind of fun to do anyway. Yeah.
It's possible. It is plausible.
That is a juicy conspiracy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On the plausibility scale, Shauna, how many dead Elvises out of 10 do you give it?
You know what? I'm going to give this one 15 dead Elvises out of 10.
Okay. We don't have a lot of evidence. It's just speculation at this point, but it is plausible.
It's good speculation. Mm-hmm.
15 dead Elvises out of 10. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Stand tall. Don't you fall. God's sake, don't go and do something foolish. All you're feeling right now is silly human pride.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
So I flew to Saskatoon over the weekend, and when I got on the plane, I had a seat that faced the entire rest of the plane, So when I picked the seat, it said row 13. So I thought that it was the last because it was one of those really small prop planes. So I assumed it was the last row. It showed it in the seat selection. And then I get on, go to the back of the plane. It ends at row 12. And I was like, where's row 13? Like, I'm like looking behind the bathroom. I'm like, is it back there? And she's like, no, right at the front. Right. And she points to the seat that faces the plane. It's where the flight attendants sit.
Yeah, I didn't think they sold that seat. I thought that was for the flight attendants.
Nope. I was sitting there right in the middle facing the entire, like, that
is just one seat.
There's two of them.
Okay.
And I was one of them, and there was an older man beside me. And of course he was at least by the window. So he had some refuge from everybody staring. Whereas I was right in the middle, like
looking
everybody
down the aisle,
man, like that is a seat for punishment. They should be punishing people by putting them in that seat. Okay.
Like if you make too many mistakes getting on the plane, or if you, yes, if you're too needy during the flight, they're like, right here for you.
Maybe a little tipsy, I don't know. Yeah, just something you did. You need to sit right there and everybody can stare at you. Like, I was completely exhausted. Of course, we came from the show. I went straight on the plane. And normally I try and sleep for a little bit. And I can normally sleep on planes. I'm not going to sleep when the entire plane is staring at me.
No kidding.
The entire flight is just like, I'm not going to drool and like have that mouth like... Like, there's no way I'm gonna do that in that seat. So I'm nodding off, and every time jerking back up so that people will not see me like snore or whatever. They watched me the entire flight.
No kidding. Where else do you look?
I know. People were like trying to look away, and I'd look at them, and then we'd like catch eyes, and I'd try and look. Like, I was purposely just keeping my head down to the floor. It was awkward as hell. Like, why is that a seat on a plane?
Was it the same price as the other seats?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. That's nope. It should be at least at a discount.
Yep. I was eating my pretzels and everybody's staring at me. I dropped a pretzel. I almost fell off my chair. The whole plane's just staring at this whole thing go down. At one point, I had to go to the bathroom, and I go into the plane. I close the door, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, these people are going to know exactly how long I'm in there. They watched me. Everyone was staring.
Oh, there she is.
I couldn't get the toilet flushed for a while, and all I was thinking is, like, I have to hurry up because they're going to think that I'm doing something crazy in here, and... I walked out with shame, like looking down to the floor and sit back down. It was awful.
Isn't this like a 50-minute flight?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot that happened in a 50-minute flight.
Well, it was an hour and 30 minutes because it's a prop. It's 50 if you get in the bigger planes. Not with this one, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So just a word of advice. Do never pick row 13, okay, on one of those prop planes, because that's where you wind up.
They're like, we have no in-flight entertainment system, but feel free to watch it. Just stare at this woman and see what she's doing for the next hour and 30.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Over the weekend, I heard the Australian National Anthem, and I realized that I didn't know it, despite having spent some time in that country.
I don't think I'd know it either.
You don't think you would?
Mm-mm.
Like, no. our national anthem is so familiar to us.
Yeah.
And even the American national anthem is so familiar to us. But after that...
Well, why would you hear it outside of that, right? Like...
The Olympics?
Yeah, I guess so, but...
Like, I could recognize the countries by their flags.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could recognize them by their national anthems.
No. I guess I don't really watch a lot of the flag-hanging ceremonies either, unless it's, you know, of course, a Canadian in it, but...
Right, yeah. So even when it's someone else's anthem, you're not paying attention.
Yeah. Really, I'm sorry to say it, but it's just I've never thought of, you know, learning the anthems, I guess.
I wanted to see how well you could do here. I have eight national anthems, instrumental versions, and maybe you'll do better than you think you will.
I don't think so, Beckler. I don't have a good memory to begin with, so even if I did know it, it's gone. But anyway, let's try.
Some of them are going to sound familiar, but the key will be, like, can you match them up to the country?
Okay
we'll start easy. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. The American National Anthem.
Yes, yeah. One for one. Okay.
England?
Yeah. UK. God Save the Queen.
Right. Scotland? I don't know.
That is the Mexican national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't sound like Mexican at all, does it?
No, so. You'd think I should have known that. Oh, man. I don't know.
That is Russia.
Okay.
I should have known.
And I know the Russian. That one doesn't sound quite as like
Russian
grand as some. I thought it did. I guess I've heard a bigger, a grander version.
So you're two for four here. You did okay.
No idea.
That is the Australian national anthem.
Okay.
They all sound the same to me.
They're starting to blur together.
Here's another one.
Where? I know the song. Where is it?
The tune's familiar, right?
I don't know.
That's France.
Oh, damn it. No idea.
That is China.
Okay.
One more for you. Ready?
Good. Yeah.
This looks a little different.
We're going to a funeral?
It is. It's the nicest one on here.
No idea.
That is Japan.
Okay.
Okay.
Japan, you have...
You got two.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I was reading about this petition that 250 scientists from 40 different countries have sent to the World Health Organization. They're concerned about the radiation from Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and all of that that you stick in your ear. They say that by having Bluetooth devices jammed in your ears, it means that a source of this radiation is close to your brain. So they're a little bit nervous about the whole thing.
I heard about this too, and I've wondered, haven't we, like, I thought the whole, like, cell phones could cause cancer thing has been pretty much debunked because we've had cell phones for 30, 40 years and we haven't seen.
I know. And it feels like every time a new device like this is introduced, this is the concern, right? Like every time there was the microwaves, there's the cell phones, and then there's the ones being too close to your junk. And
forgot about microwaves. Yeah. Having a laptop on your lap could make you infertile. And
yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's just concern more than anything, but they were saying because it is so in your ear versus the over-ear headphone type of thing that they're a little bit concerned about the whole thing. It was just like, yeah, I'm sure that down the line we'll find out that this isn't the case, but it is funny that every time these scientists are concerned, and that's a lot of scientists in a lot of different countries who are all a little bit nervous about it.
You know, there is, I remember hearing one story. It was a guy I was working for, my boss. He said he went to a blood doctor. Is it a phlebotomist? Is a blood doctor a phlebotomist?
I don't know the official term for a blood doctor.
But he went to get his blood analyzed. Phlebotomist. And the doctor took a sample of his blood and put it in a petri dish and showed him under a microscope. He said he moved his cell phone like close to the blood and you could see some of the cells like push away in the opposite direction of the cell phone. That's what this guy told me. I've never seen it.
You know, that is terrifying to even think about.
Yeah, it's like if that's true, okay, well then you see how maybe that could have a bit of an effect on your body. But
weird.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Or was he just yanking your chain, pulling your leg a little bit, you know?
Could have been yanking it. I don't know. But
you've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast for the Calgary Sport and Social Club. Try a new sport this spring and join a league or tournament. Register at calgarysportsclub.com. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.